Hey, Crystal, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing good. Can't complain.
It's pouring here. Is it raining there?
Is it?
It
It's not here. It was raining a little bit about an hour ago, but it's pretty dry outside now.
It's raining so hard here, I can barely see outside.
You're in Wetumpka, right?
I am.
It's got to be coming this way then.
I figured that.
Well, hopefully, stay safe through the storm. I know the weather's been crazy lately.
My backyard, we have a bunny in the backyard who he has this long cupboard thing, and he doesn't get wet or anything, but I went and fed him this morning. It was like a swamp back there.
Like a swamp.
Yeah, my
I
backyard
bet.
holds water terribly.
Yeah, the house, not this one I have now, but the one I was at before, it had a bad flooding problem. Anytime like an inch or two come down, and yeah, water would stand in the yard for a good few days.
That's how it is here. Our back, there's a drain ditch like a street over behind. So it doesn't help my yard, but it helps everybody else's, of course.
That'd be the look, huh?
Of course.
Well, look, I just want to chat with you about a few things. You kind of caught me by surprise with the message there on Thursday regarding your shift bid. I just want to ask, is this depending on what shift you're given, or is your mind already made up?
Oh no, my mind's not the last thing. It's been. I don't want to leave at all. Definitely not. But I watched the video and I did my shift, and everything was. You know how he says it's like a stoplight. I don't know if you've seen his video, but it tells you if it's red, it means you probably won't get it. And there's only one. Everything's red except my 12. There's 13 shifts for 13 people for Penguin. And of course, there's two shifts that are 12 to 9:30. I mean, 12 to 9, and they're the only two that were green, so it was just depressing.
Okay. And I know that you had mentioned a few conversations ago with the with what you're going
Custody.
through. Your yeah,
Oh,
your
yes.
schedule is a concern, right?
Oh, definitely, because he's just trying to make my life difficult because he doesn't have any overnight visitation or anything like that. And I have it where he has to take a drug test every month to be able to pick her up, but he can't keep her at night. So he went to a lawyer, of course, and said, she works till 9. She's not getting her in bed in time. So it's just a big old mess. And you have to remember, I
Doesn't
was
sound.
married to this man for 15 years. 15 years. I was dating him since I was in sixth grade.
Oh, wow.
But then he got a drug problem, so.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm not 100% certain if there would be anything I could make happen. I am more than happy to reach out and check if anything with Nate and Michelle regarding your schedule. Is there anything that you think would fit better for you? An earlier shift? Are there any specific days off?
Oh no, I'm more than willing to work every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday. That's like you have to bid for your first shift. I was gonna ask you have to bid for your first shift that you want in the second and third. And of course I put 6 to 3, 6 to 3, 6 to 3, but my favorite shift would be I don't mind working the weekends at all. I actually like it because it's busy, if that makes sense. I'm not sitting
Yeah,
here waiting on a call to come through.
right, that makes sense. So you're basically just for your personal purposes, you're needing an earlier shift.
Oh, yeah, I need to be off by 8 at least. Just after speaking to the lawyer and everything, of course, my parents are very sweet. They went ahead and paid the $3,500 retainer for the lawyer, and I'm having to pay them back. But I would have to, he said he wouldn't recommend me working anything past 8.
Okay.
But it's no days. I mean, any day's fine. I mean, I kind of like having the off days during the week. It sounds kind of crazy, but I get more accomplished. I can go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I can go to the bank and all that too. But no, don't put yourself out there for me. I earned my spot of 13 out of 13. So it's my fault.
Well, look, no, I would like just to reach out. If you don't mind, I'm not going to share, any specific information. But I would want to see, due to your circumstances, if there's anything that could be maybe set aside for you to have a bit of an earlier shift.
Oh, yeah, because I don't mind working 12 to 9. I have no problem working 12 to 9. It's just when I got those papers a month ago, it was just, it was a shock because it came out of nowhere. Because we don't have joint custody. I have primary custody of her. He doesn't even get her for overnight visitations because he keeps getting evicted from homes. So there's no safe place. You never know where he's going to be living month to month. Mm-hmm. And I'm not putting her through that.
Of course. Of course. Wow, Crystal. So sorry to hear that all that is going on and that he's giving you such a hard time over all that. I understand where it would be taking up a lot of space in your head with everything that's going on. But I'm going to just check with Bianca, see if there's anything that we could do for your schedule. But I do want to see, do you have your Teams up real quick? I want to send you an account link.
Sure. I do. Oh,
cool. Give me 2 seconds. All right. Okay, so that's for Koala Viking.
Okay, let me get in here. My passwords are all crazy. Here we go. Oh, got it the first time. Perfect. Okay, it's coming up. I say it's coming up. It's still spinning. Hopefully, it'll come up in just a minute.
Yeah, those sticky IOs like to take a minute to do a thing.
And then it's pouring rain outside too, because I already said, here we go. Okay. I'm not getting the customer account. Do you need me to put in their first and last name?
Hold on.
It just went to the main thing.
Oh, now I gotta log in too. Hold on. There you go. Here's the customer's email. It's for Miss Ruby Wilson.
Oh, I think I remember her, which is never good. Okay, let me get that.
Well, I mean, it was your first call today.
Oh, it was my first call today? Oh, I remember that call, too. Okay. Let me get that email in. Okay. Here we go. Oh, nope. I put your name in there somehow when I was copying and pasting it. There we go. That should correct. Nope. Same reason it's putting your name in along with it. I guess I copy and pasted too much. Here we go.
That was happened to me before, okay. Especially from Teams.
Okay, some reason. I think I have left a space in here. No. Oh, I don't have that. I didn't copy it all. Let me go put in just .com. There we go. This was about a dispute.
No, it wasn't.
No. Okay. I do see Louisiana. Yes, I see her. The UltraScent skincare cream.
That would be it.
Did I avoid the wrong one?
No. What had happened? And again, I know there's a lot on your mind. But this really, really confused me, to be completely honest, Crystal.
Oh, I know exactly what I did. I offered, okay, yeah, I know exactly what I did. Instead of offering her a discount off the charges, I did a discount off the shipping, and I realized I did it after I did it. Yes, I know exactly what I did there.
Yeah, that is exactly it. Actually, yeah, this customer, she was calling to cancel the unwanted eye serum. You know, yes. you verified the account, you did brand the product name. You didn't give any product knowledge, you know, that's important as well. My main concern was you offered up front, first, a 75% discount without anything prior to that. But with the 75% discount, the customer was like, oh, what price would it be? So you refunded.
And I said a dollar. Yes. I know. Yes. I did. I knew I did this wrong when I did it. My question, though, is when you're trying to keep them, because to be honest with you, I think I've done this more than once. Nobody ever takes me up on the offer, though. But it's a 50%, like I would say, since it's a same day order and she's right. wanting to cancel the serum but keep the cream, it would be a 50% on day 15. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do not. The shipping and handling is valid. We would
because that's what
start...
we pay the post office.
Exactly. We would want to start by working in, you know, the fact that it is trial based. Let me give you a trial extension. If that's declined, move through the discounts from there. Because say if that customer were to even decline the 75% discount, and that being your first save, you really have, besides a trial extension, you would have nothing left to offer. And, you know, you would need to get in 3 saves. So go through, you know, try your best to offer a trial extension first, and then go from the lowest discount to the highest discount, and offer that on the retail pricings. I have not, to be honest, Crystal, this really shocked me. I haven't come across any of your calls where you would offer a discount off the shipping.
I knew when I did it, I was wrong. When I was when I was doing the Google Doc or whatever I did, whichever way I did, I think I put it on a Google Doc, didn't I?
You did, because the refund had failed, and you put the failed refund to a Google Doc.
And once I submitted it, I knew I did that wrong. Yes.
Okay. Well, at least you are aware of how that went wrong.
I totally understand. I totally understand. Yes. I totally get it. Now she's going to call back in mad. I get it.
Well, it looks like the admin agent, let me see what they did here. They canceled the serum. If the customer was, she really wasn't wanting to get the serum anyway, but I don't think she'd, you know, call back wanting to reorder. And it looks
yes, that was my bad. It was my bad. I knew when I did and put it on the Google Doc and submitted it, and 2 calls later, I knew exactly what I'd done.
Gotcha. Well, look, I'm just going to, you know, send out a follow-up email. It's nothing more, just a review that we did discuss this. Crystal, again, I know you have a lot of stuff running up, you know, taking up room in your head. But for these calls, if, you know, you are here for your shift, I want you to focus on the customer. Take time with your script page, and if you're, you know, offering your saves, follow what's there on the script page to offer. And, you know, on the other hand, if you have to enter threat protocol, you know, handle as needed.
Yes, ma'am. My bad. It was my wrong. Yes. I take full responsibility for that. Yes. My bad.
Gotcha.
Thank you for pointing that out. It won't happen again.
No, I got you. And it's no problem. I just wanted to get with you and, you know, making sure going forward,
yes,
you have a clearer understanding that, you know, the shipping remains. Now, I do want to let you know one thing, though, real quick. If that customer were to have been like, I don't want any of your saves, it's a same day order, I don't even want to try it, we would then, you know, just void the shipping and handling.
And you know, and this is what the reason I did it. The reason in my head, for some reason, I was so going with the meal plan, you know, the 75% discount. And for some reason, it just came out. So it's definitely my wrong. I'm sorry.
What you just mentioned about the meal plan, did you mention the 75% discount as a save?
Same day orders.
So let's see, healthy living for the meal plan. Even if it's a same day order, what we offer to stay, like there's only one save and it's a $20 discount to stay.
Okay,
if they decline and they want their money back, that's where we would do this, you know, the partial refund.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. My bad. And if you have to write me up, I understand. You got to do what you got to do.
No. I want you to, you know, feel comfortable with the protocol. I just want to go over that with you. Let me send you a screenshot. Hang tight. Now, this is for healthy living. And all the meal plan apps, they're pretty much, give or take, the exact same save. I offer a $20 discount if they're requesting to cancel. And at that point, if they're like, no, I don't want to continue, I cancel. Let them know it's canceled. And they're like, well, what about this charge? And that's where you would offer the...
Say the 70. Yeah, okay. That's the 75. I knew it was something like that because I've been doing it right and saying we could reduce the cost to $20 a month if you would like to keep it monthly.
That's exactly right.
And then I go to the set. And for some reason, I don't know why 75% came out of my mouth. It just did. And so that is totally my screw up.
No, you're fine. I just want to make sure you got everything good.
Yeah. And it won't happen again, I promise. And I don't know why, because I've told a million customers, no, the shipping and handling, we cannot refund unless it's like on some, I know we can refund the whole account if it's a Better Business Bureau threat, a BBB threat, sometimes even an AG threat. It just tells you, I don't know why I did that. I have no idea. It just came out. But I have another question whenever, I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, you're good. Go right ahead.
Okay, this is about Penguin. I've tried to find my notes, and I have found every sheet of paper she gave us except the sheet of paper I need. I know when I was doing the training for Penguin, right. You know, I messed up and said I'm a third-party customer service representative last time. Exactly. What do I say exactly? I'm a customer service agent, is that what you say, or is it a customer service representative who represents over 400 different businesses? I remember that part.
Oh, like if a Penguin customer is asking, you know, what company?
Who am I?
Right.
When they call in and they say, who are you?
You know what? I got the exact wording on that. Let me find it. Give me one second.
Because I have searched everywhere and I have found every sheet of paper she gave us except that one.
Hold on one second. Perfect. So if you get a Penguin customer and they're like, oh, where am I calling? We don't advise them that we're like, we don't say a third party call center. that services, you know, multiple online vendors. What we would say is that we are a web-based service, and what we do is pull public records. We are a web-based service that goes through public record databases to compile an online public record report.
All right, hang on. Web-based service that goes through public record databases to pull records. What was it again? I'm sorry.
To compile an online report.
To compile an online report. Okay. Because, of course, ever since I got that marked off, or the zero, whatever I got, 85, I can't remember which was which, and I've had 20 people call me for that.
And ask.
And say, who am I calling?
It's a test.
Of course.
But, yeah, you would just let them know we're a web-based company. You can also, if the customer is like, who are you? I found your phone number on our bank statement, and I see you've been billing me, you know, $18.95 this month, and I see it goes back to last month. You can let them know, you know, at that point, put them at ease. Just let them know, yes, we do, you know, have a dollar deposit and an $18.95 volume discount package. I'd be more than happy to assist you with what is going on when I get that pulled up for you. Can I start by having, if they don't want to give their email, you can ask for their name. And go from there, you know.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because that's something simple. I don't want to get counted off for if I can help it. Because some people, I remember her saying there is no fraud in Penguin. Is that correct?
There's not.
Okay, because I never transferred any. So when they say they didn't make this purchase, I know on the script page it says don't give out too much information. Mm-hmm. Every time I go to the script page, it says don't give out too much information to, I guess, the customer unless they ask. So I'm not ever really sure what information I can give out in
that. That's a good question.
That would definitely do too much.
That's mainly referencing how I take it, how long that customer is being billed. I won't tell them, hey, your account was started in October of 2020. That's going to infuriate the customer. Unless they ask you specifically, don't tell them how long it's been going on. Now, if the customer is calling in and say they haven't done it, hold on. If they're calling in and say they had not signed up with our service, what you can do, you know, when you put in their email and it pulls up their account, you, of course, verify their name and say, hey, Ms. Smith, I see this information has pulled an account for dmvrecords.us.org. And you know how you click on the view account and it'll pop up the account?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Under view account, you know, there's review activity, and you can click on that and it'll show what the customer had searched for, which would have initiated our service. If your customer is claiming they didn't sign
that's
up,
not
you can
too much information, is it?
Nope. I'll explain for the customer. I see back when our service was started, there was a property search ran on 123 Main Street in the state of, if it's given, I'll read whatever was entered into our system for the search. If they, you know, keep asking, I'll give them the name, the customer's name on the account, the phone number if it was provided. Basically, there's no fraud in Penguin, because if the customer asks for it, you can do it. So, if the customer is claiming about the ongoing charges and it's clear they're not wanting to continue, you let them know you'll go ahead to cancel and make sure it's clear that that cancellation prevents future charges. Once you state that, ask them if there's, you know, anything else that could be done to help them. And typically that's when they'll start asking for the refunds.
Okay, awesome. I just wanted to make sure that I could give them the information of what was searched.
Yeah.
For instance, like I could be someone search this VIN number, blah 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 blah. And yep. That's not too much. Okay. I just wanted to I remember certain parts of the training better than others. And especially and then reading the script page when it says do not give out too much information or something to that effect. So I wanted to be sure about that.
Of course. But other than that, you seem to be, you know, getting everything down pretty well. Again, I just want you to take a little more time and a little more focus on the script pages and the protocols.
I definitely will. Yes, ma'am. And thank you for bringing it to my attention. That way I can fix it.
You're welcome. I'm going to check on your shift bid. I'm going to see if it's guaranteed that you're going to have a 12 to 9 or if there's anything we could do to get you something earlier than that.
And if not, you know, I can always, and I don't want to do this, but if I have to, I can always get the person who babysits my child to see, or one of her friends to see if they can come over at 7:30 on the days I do work on the weekdays and get her showered and to bed and all that for me and just pay them if I have to. So that's another option that's been going through my head.
Okay,
because as long as she's getting taken care of, I don't see where it's a big deal. And of course, I've been taking care of her. Definitely.
Right. I mean, I don't want to, you know, put my nose in anybody's business, Crystal. But I mean, I can't imagine where he could come giving you such a hard time. You know, your main concern seems to be nothing but your daughter. And honestly, with the schedule you have, I don't know the concern, but I do have you in my thoughts, you and her, and I know it's going to work out for you. Just keep me, you know, posted if there's anything I can do to help out.
Oh, yes, I appreciate it so much, Ashley, and I really appreciate all your help you always give me, and you're always so nice about it, so I appreciate that more than you know. I want to make you proud, if that makes any sense. I know that sounds really corny, but I don't want to disappoint you either. I don't want to disappoint you either.
No, I completely understand. It's not corny. No, and I'm awfully proud of you, Crystal, because you do put in a lot of extremely good work. I don't have any concerns out of you. So.
I try really hard, and it doesn't always go the right way. But, hey, everybody makes mistakes sometimes. Just don't make it the second time.
Right. You're exactly right. It's all a learning process, but I'm going to let you go ahead and get back on calls, and I'll be chatting with you a little bit later, okay?
Okay. Can you, as soon as I was calling you, they said I could take a quick break. Can I take that now? Is that okay? Or do I need to put in for another break? If so, no big deal.
No, I think you're good. Let me see real quick, though. Oh, no, you're good. Go ahead and go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ashley. I hope you have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Crystal. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.